Primary debate over abortion. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Protests by abortion rights advocates have erupted across the country as the Supreme Court considers overturning Roe v. Wade. In Oklahoma, Republican Governor Kevin Stitt pushed back against a survey that showed that 51% of Oklahomans believed abortion should be legal.
My response is I represent 4 million Oklahomans. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We believe life begins at conception, and we're going to protect life in Oklahoma.
Governor Stitt on Fox News Sunday. In Colorado, Democratic Governor Jared Polis recently signed legislation guaranteeing the right to abortion. Many Americans with very young children are struggling to feed them. Baby formula is harder and harder to find.
This just shows you how broken this administration is with this baby formula crisis.
Senate Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox and Friends Weekend. The White House says it's moving quickly to build up supply. The FBI has reportedly interviewed the parents of the teenager accused of shooting up a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. 10 people were killed yesterday.
The alleged gunman, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, has been charged with first-degree murder. Authorities say Gendron drove nearly 200 miles from Conklin, New York, arriving at Tops Friendly Markets yesterday, decked out in tactical gear. They say he shot 4 people in the parking lot before making his way inside the store and shooting 9 more individuals, live-streaming as he carried out this attack.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Police say the attack was motivated by racial hatred. The suspect is white. Most of the victims were black. A Chicago teenager was gunned down last night in the city's popular Millennium Park. 2 people are being questioned. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Finland no longer wants to be neutral. It intends to apply for NATO membership as the war rages between Russia and Ukraine.
The United States would strongly support a NATO application by either Sweden or Finland should they choose to formally apply to the alliance. We'll respect whatever decision they make.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. When the Senate votes on a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine, Republican Bill Hagerty says he'll vote no. He believes America has too many of its own crises to deal with.
Mothers can't get baby formula in Knoxville. You've got grandmothers and mothers that have sons and grandsons that won't come home because of fentanyl overdoses, because of the illegal drugs that are flowing across our southern border that President Biden will not protect. You've got crime running rampant across America.
The Tennessee senator on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, who met with Ukraine's president yesterday in Kyiv, says a procedural vote is expected Monday with an actual vote on the aid package on Wednesday. The competition heads to Kansas for the NASCAR Cup Series.
Ahead of all-star action at Texas next Sunday, Cup Series drivers head to Village West for spring action at Kansas Speedway in the AdventHealth 400. With 10 drivers having locked in automatic bids already for the playoffs courtesy of wins this season, the push is on for the remaining 6 spots. Austin Dillon on the approach for the number 3 RCR Chevy team heading into Kansas City.
There's 36 of us out there, all 40 of us every weekend, and if they have the opportunity to make it happen, you probably will.
Kyle Busch is the reigning champ in this race, looking for a record 3rd win in spring action at Kansas. Green flag waves at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
NBA playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Boston Celtics today, and the Dallas Mavericks play the Phoenix Suns. Both best of 7 series are tied at 3 games apiece. Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.